from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We got Von Webb on the line. All right. Oh, full name status. Webb.
Look, man, this is family right here, man. He coached Orlando Robinson at Fresno State.
Is he rich too?
I'm not rich. I don't know why you said rich too. He might be rich, but it's not the same as me. Well, I ain't rich.
Let's talk to Coach Webb. Coach, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We good, man. How you doing, Von?
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, yeah, man. Good to hear.
Man, he said that like you owe him money. Hey, Kenny. Remember that? Hey, I ain't forgot.
Let me say something. This dude here is one of my favorite people on this earth, just for the simple fact that his family for years and years now. This is like, you know, it's been a long time here. And I'm just so, I love this dude because he's taking care of my niece. He's looking out for her. He did the right thing. This is a good man. This is a good man right here. So I just want you, I want everybody to know this is a good man right here. So
appreciate you, Von, man. I appreciate you. It's all love.
But PR campaigning strong today, boy.
But I thought about you. Because we go crazy over the Kings out here, man. Any little signing, and we signed Orlando Robinson today, and I know you coached him. I remember watching him his last year at Fresno State, and they were talking about his NBA prospects, so I had my eye on him, and I just want to know what you thought about coaching him and what he might bring to the table.
Well, I want to say this: it may seem like I coached O, but I was around the program in those years that he was there before I became actual coach on staff. I was around my best friend who was the head coach, and I came on staff after O left that summer. Okay. When O was working out to go to the league, that's when I came on staff. But I've been knowing him since he was a youngster, and I've been around the program so much before I even took a job on staff there. And he's a let me tell you about this kid. If you want to talk about, look up hard work in the dictionary, his picture's there. You look up focus, mentality, he has it. He worked. He took a chance on himself. He didn't even want to go to the league initially at that time when he went, but it turned out to be the best situation for him because he bet on himself. He probably could have played one more year and would have been a high-level draft pick without question. I've been blessed all these years to have the Brook and Robin Lopez, the Sean Stevensons and Chris Jeffries and Quincy Pondexters and all these kids that came out of Fresno that went to the NBA. I coached every one of them. And Orlando, his work ethic was second to none. And that's why he's going to be a very high-level player in the NBA within the next 5 to 10 years. He's going to stand the test of time because he puts the time in. He works. You're going to get a worker. You're going to get a competitor. I watched him. He used to get up every morning and routine. His routine, he'd get up and work every morning, man. He'd do it every – that was him. He stayed stuck with his routine and did it every day. And he just became that guy that you could depend on. And he had stayed one more year, if he'd have played when I was there, we would have probably went to the NCAA tournament because there wasn't many guys like him around the country. So, on top of that, guys, he's one of the best guys you want to be around. He's one of the best, one of the nicest people. You know, a little bit quirky here and there, but he's focused on doing his thing. you know, he's focused on handling his business. And that's, and everybody that I know that know him spoke nothing but great things about him.
Yeah, and Vaughn, I mean, I feel like everything that you just said is reflective in the numbers that we saw from Fresno State, an increase in minutes, points, and just overall production from freshman year to sophomore year until his final season with Fresno State.
And I tell you what, it would have went even higher. He would have been a 25-15 guy his senior year, the next year, if he had to stay one more year, without question. First of all, the ball would have been in his hands because there was no way you were going to stop him. Mm. He could score inside, outside. He could put on the floor. He was unselfish, but he worked. He worked. He worked. He worked. He worked. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I've been blessed to be around a lot of people that don't have the same mentality he has. And with the talent that he has, that's why he's going to be successful. It's going to be because of his work ethic. You know, he's gifted physically, but he's not your super duper athlete and all that, you know, but he's just a worker. And he's a very intelligent, high IQ basketball player.
I like that. They're going to love that here in Sacramento if he gets the opportunity, man. Vaughn, I appreciate you, man. I can't wait to see you again, man. And we got to link up soon.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, before I go, can I say something? Real quick, just real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I lost my son in two years ago to an accidental fentanyl overdose. I started a nonprofit, and it's called Stay Shaded. And it's about trying to put the awareness out there to these kids, to these athletes. I speak to people all over the country in regards to bringing awareness and education and conversation more to this fentanyl epidemic that we're having. Please, please stay away from this nonsense. It's out here. It's hitting us and it's killing our communities. The state and the government are not doing enough about it. I'm not getting into all that. I just want people to know that fentanyl is a deadly, deadly drug. Please stay away from it.
Prayers up, man, to you and the family.
Appreciate you,
Vaughn.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. The website is stayshaded.org. I was just able to pull that up right now. If you want to see what Vaughn's talking about, what he's working on, stayshaded.org. High praise, though, for... Again, a player who might not play here, but really high praise for the young man.
You know, between the two people that called in and talked about him, one thing that kind of sticks out to me is kind of feels like we talk about is you got that seems like a Mike Brown guy.
That's a good. It's funny, a Mike and Monty guy.
Yeah,
3 years in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Monty thing,
mm-hmm.
Mike. Kind of as Vaughn was just earned his way,
right?
You know,
just
we ran over the numbers. Yeah,
hardworking guy, and I mean, anybody would like mm-hmm. that. But it seems like if there's questions about your mm-hmm. work ethic, Mike don't even want to be bothered.
Right?
With you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if
I think that's why some things that we've talked about aren't real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if on the completely flip side, RIP flip side, if that's one of your main traits, Mike is attracted to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that mm-hmm. and just hearing those two, that kind of makes me think maybe it's a little bit different than the Nerlens Noel. It may not. He may not be on the team 2 weeks into training camp. But if he comes with the same traits mm-hmm. that has been talked about today, it seems like somebody that would be attractive on the basketball court for Mike Brown.
If he works the way that Vaughn is talking about, DJ talked about earlier, like he'll have a place mm-hmm. with the organization,
mm-hmm.
and whether that is the Sacramento version of the Kings or the Stockton version of the Kings,
yeah,
that could be very likely.
I keep saying, man, I sound like a broken record. I like the just taking a chance on the guy.
Yeah, like why not? Yeah,
see what he's
why
got. Not? Even if you bring him into camp and you say, it doesn't really work. It may not even go through the whole season, but if he's out there in the free agent pool, this is the type of guy that you take a chance on. I like it.
Yeah, I think expectation setting is important. This is just where we're at mm-hmm. in the time of the year and the type of signings that the Kings are going to have. Like the next big move you probably see, whether it's from Sacramento or any team,
mm-hmm.
probably isn't until camp and something goes wrong or someone's unhappy or things get loud. Like, right. And even at that, probably still not likely, but like that's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the phones. 916-909-1320. Our man, Mitch.
Hey.
Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Dane and Casey? Dane, how was your vacation, by the way?
It was very nice, man. Thank you. It was very nice.
Did you go away? I forgot already.
I did go away. I went and sat by the water for a few days. My favorite thing to do.
That is good. Sometimes I felt like I needed vacation from vacation, but you know.
Well, you're retired,
yeah,
Mitch.
You ain't got nowhere to take a vacation from, Mitch.
Are you taking
unless you took another job?
I'm waiting to go casual, but I think FedEx is going to have deep pockets, short hands. You know that expression. That's okay, though.
Deep. Wait.
Need deep pockets, but I got short hands. Can't get to the money.
Did you say FedEx? Are you trying to get a job? Yes. You trying to get a job with FedEx?
No. I didn't know, but I might be casual. They'll call me, stick me in anywhere.
Oh.
And, you know, no more than 20 hours a week. And now it's rougher for the people. I hear you have to work 40 hours to start seeing any overtime. So if you have a vacation day or a sick day or a day off, it doesn't count towards 40 hours.
Well,
they're very slick. They found a loophole in the laws of New Jersey.
You know what you would be good at, Mitch? You'd be a good DoorDash guy. I think I think that'd be a good look for you.
DoorDash, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you know that.
Well, I don't think there's a height requirement for DoorDash.
Okay. Hey, before I get to that one point on baseball and basketball, I say Rabbi Minshew is going to be good enough for the Rays this year. He's going to win that job. Caleb Williams, he's leading the Bears. I'm not a Bears fan, but I like their wide receivers.
That is your boy. You've been hyped about Caleb for a couple years. That's your boy. I understand.
Bring him to the championship. It's going to be 49ers and the Bears and championship. Mark my words.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Mark my words.
NFC championship game, Bears and 49ers?
Did he... I'm sorry.
I think
did he say Rabbi Minshew?
I think he
is that what he said?
I think he did.
Is there a?
I don't know. I don't know the connection.
No, I was going to mention it. Mitch, who's been listening to the show, we always wonder: is he listening to the show? He was listening or watching or something like that. And he tweeted me a couple minutes ago talking about, you know, Raiders, Bears, or whatever. And he said that the Raiders are going to draft DJ Uiagalelei, right? You know, the guy that's crazy that he's still in college. Like, it feels like
talking about him. Yeah.
Right.
NFL Perry Ellis.
Right. He's gone back to the ACC. He's in Florida State now. But Mitch, and I respect it and I understand it, he just gave up on typing his last name. He said he's going to draft DJ Uig. UG.
You know, that's probably best for everybody.
Catch the Niners and the Bears in the NFC Championship, though.
Well, mark my words.
You heard him.
I ain't heard that since the Frank Mason Buddy Hield backcourt.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Was that who it was?
Yeah. Was it Frank and Buddy?
It was Frank and Buddy. I think we were getting Darren Fox out of here.
Man. Yeah, we were getting Fox out of here.
That was crazy.
We got the Frank Mason Buddy Hield. Mark my words.
I'd second guess myself forever after that.
Shout out to that brother who was so confused by what went on that day, why a 4-year-old tweet got hot for no reason.
Oh man,
I've actually taken the time to look to see if Gardner Minshew is a rabbi, and I just didn't know. I can't find any evidence that he is, but he is a bit of a. I can't say I'd be shocked to find out he was a rabbi. I know I say this all the time. Our IT department is working with a lot of things. We need to get this set up to where I can record Mitch's call live.
Oh, yeah.
So we could just run it back like film and analyze it.
Break it down. We need to be able to break it down sometimes. Because he lost me a couple times on this call.
And normally,
usually I know.
Yeah, you're the one locked in.
Yeah.
And you fill me in when the call's over.
Yeah.
You imagine our boss has sent through our 1,000th episode, and they're just sent through all the nonsense we go through. It's like, this is what we put our money behind.
Oh, yeah. We joke about that all the time. It's probably in our benefit that they don't listen.
Like, do we have to be a real radio show that day?
Like, Chicago
do we have to hit the brakes?
Literally asked why. He asked some pretty bizarre questions.
No, I dumped that.
Chicago was a wild boy that day.
You dumped that?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, it's off a feeling. It's off a feeling.
Wow.
It's like, because we slid him down at first. It's like, all right, he's a little wild. And then he hit us like, all right, you know what? Just dump it. It sounds funny on the radio, though.
You didn't have to dump that.
It's off a feeling.
I got you. You're in charge. You're in charge. It lives forever on Twitter, though.
That's right. It's on YouTube.
Zay already clipped it and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's out there. It's out there. We'll come back. There was more I wanted to talk about with the Sacramento Kings. It didn't pertain to Orlando Robinson, despite the fact that we've gotten a lot of mileage out of that signing for the first 73 minutes of the show. It actually pertained a little bit more to Keegan Murray and perhaps, question mark, Keon Ellis? We'll talk about it, and we're going to talk football today as well, including holdouts in Dallas and San Francisco.
Come on, fellas.
Steel and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When D-Lo Googled Casey's net worth, that's a good one. Yeah, we're going to create a top 10 list. And this might make the list. Here is Deshaun Foster being introduced at Big Ten Media Day. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Wow.
Just the logo.
The logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We can talk about it whenever, but I'm starting to get hyped, though. I was against all this, but... I'm starting to get hyped.
Well, let's see how hyped Deshaun Foster is for UCLA and
Coach
Big
Austin,
Ten.
Welcome to the Big Ten.
Yes, indeed. Looks
we'll begin
nice.
With your opening statement.
Yeah, it looks like $1 million.
How you guys doing?
All right.
I'm happy to be here.
Very good.
Glad to be a part of this great conference.
Yep. He does look like the dad on the new Bel Air.
Season 3 on the way.
Yeah, on the way, definitely. Yeah. With Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? The real Jeffrey?
I forgot his real name. Okay. But yeah, Jeffrey.
He's going to be in there.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Jeffrey.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. Coco's still coming back, too?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Come on, man.
I didn't see season two, but yeah. I'm locked
well,
in.
Watch season. Well, never mind. It's back to Deshaun Foster and the excitement surrounding UCLA and the Big Ten.
Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships. So this fits us being right in this conference.
Yep.
Football wise, we're just excited. Okay. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
Okay, thank you. UCLA, good. Oh, all right, Nitz. Okay.
It's us and USC.
Well, good call there. All right, Deshaun. Uh-oh. Oh, he's struggling now. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Deshaun.
I'm just basically excited.
Really. Oh, no, good. That's good.
Any questions?
Oh, there we go. Let's get to the questions.
You know what?
No,
I'm with Deshaun Foster. That was me in every public speaking class I ever had where I had to give a speech.
That's damn near you today.
That's facts.
Except on the radio.
Yeah.
That's you when the mic is off.
He said, we're in L.A.
That is hilarious.
It's us in USC.
I was waiting for him to drop. Yeah, our colors are blue and gold.
It's us in USC is epic.
Who's he looking at too? Who are you looking at?
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
This is terrific. This is so good.
Ms. Welcome
to the Big Ten.
Chad says, like, take the note card up with you at least. If you're just reading from the paper, that's better than whatever this was.
We're just excited. You know, yeah. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but
well, that's
our
not a good
program,
that's
but
just not a
we're
good.
In LA.
We're in LA. It's not a good intro. Deshaun.
It's us and USC.
Okay. That's his bar was the championship.
CSULA is there as well. Northridge isn't far off.
Now look, the other thing about that, I know it's the Big Ten and all this other stuff, and UCLA isn't like super known for football, but he's acting like it's Cal State Stanislaw. Bro, yes, they know UCLA. They know you play football. They know some of the great UCLA players of all time.
Up and coming UCLA.
our first season in Division I football, UCLA.
Yeah, my friend USC is here as well.
That's a wild introduction to bring up USC in your press conference.
Oh no. That they're going to have a field day with USC going to have a field day.
Oh, absolutely. USC is not going to reference UCLA.
No.
Is that Lincoln? No.
Yeah.
It's Lincoln, right?
Lincoln,
he is not going to reference
USC. UCLA. Just going to be like, yeah, mom told me I had to bring him, and that's it.
Lincoln Riley is laughing so hard right now.
I think maybe not UCLA, but I can
say. Shout out to our man Chris Haynes. Well, okay, Chris Haynes did it the right way. He didn't woge this thing. NBA announces that the Warner Brothers Discovery did not match the terms of Amazon Prime and are agreeing to a long-term arrangement with Amazon. Warner Brothers Discovery, this is from the NBA, the Warner Brothers Discovery most recent proposal did not match the terms of Amazon Prime's video offer, and therefore we have entered in a long-term arrangement with Amazon. Throughout these negotiations, our primary objective has been to maximize the reach and accessibility of our games to our fans. Our new arrangement with Amazon supports this goal by complementing the broadcast, cable, and streaming packages that are already a part of our new Disney and NBC Universal arrangements, which I think they just acknowledged in that sentence for the very first time. All three partners have also committed substantial resources to promote the league and enhance the fan experience. We are grateful to Turner Sports for its award-winning coverage of the NBA and look forward to another season of the NBA on TNT. Now, I'm waiting for TNT's response to that. Because we've said there's some creative verbiage that the NBA is going to have that TNT can't possibly match this deal. Mm-hmm. And that's been clear from jump, and TNT just would not bow out of this.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to see what happens next, but by the wording of that, the contract on the sign, the contract, you know, the signature on the contract is signed.
Yeah.
And the name on the contract says McMahon.
But, that's a deep cut for that.
It is.
Deep cut.
It is.
What if the NBA, like they had no substantial evidence as to why they didn't match? They just said, no, they didn't match up. No,
NBA's going to TNT. Yeah, the deal says that we're going to stream the games on Amazon, so you're going to match that. The games have to be on Amazon.
NBA just, no, they didn't match. Adam, we actually did.
No, you matched.
No, you didn't match.
You matched dollar figures, and we told you you needed to match reach. You can't match reach.
Couldn't do it. So we talked about it, you know, over the last couple of days. That was, we couldn't figure out for a while why the NBA would seem so confident in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of cracked the code. Like, they can meet the dollar figure.
Yeah.
But in that statement and what you said, they couldn't match the reach of
it's
of
the Amazon same Prime but Prime. Different. Mm-hmm. Because everyone knew, okay, TNT can't get ESPN, they can't match that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's an existing, there's nothing they can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also you couldn't anyways. It's a broadcast. It's a network broadcast. You don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
NBC is the same thing. You couldn't touch that because we want to nationally broadcast television.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot offer us broadcast television. It probably took a little bit more finagling,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're essentially talking the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not broadcast television. Maybe the term is reach. Maybe the term is maybe it's housing a streaming platform. I mean, there's a team of attorneys heading this up,
yeah.
Who are getting paid very, very well to make sure that this contract is executed.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that.
And that was
the wording will be very easy for the NBA lawyers to navigate.
That was kind of my fault. You know, when we were talking about this, we were talking about like what's the difference in with the NBC and ESPN/ABC, we were always thinking about the extras, right? Like they can't match broadcast or whatever. But for whatever reason, we forgot about that when it got to Amazon, and then it was clear as day. It was like, oh yeah, they got the money, but they can't. The viewership ain't there. They don't have the subscribers.
And the 200 million that you referenced yesterday, like you can't sniff that.
No, it wasn't even close. And then I also believe, I believe Warner knew this. They knew.
I think they did too.
They put the offer out there because they had to do their due diligence and show that they at least attempted to.
I think homie's a little embarrassed. Mm. The dude who runs the network who's been just.
Yeah, they.
Destroyed for the
his ass.
We don't need the NBA line, and then the essential backtracking, and then the, you know, everything that followed. Like, he's been destroyed for that, and so this was his, as you put it, and I think you're 100% attempt to save face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, you know, it is what it is. I as much as I wanted TNT out of the game, and to be honest with you, I don't even know if I wanted them out of the game. I just didn't want them replacing any of these companies that are now in the game. If they could have found a way to keep TNT involved while still having those other three, cool. But it didn't seem like after a while that's what the NBA was kind of set on the three after a while, it felt like.
And I love Inside the NBA. Everybody does. Yo, it's like when someone passes away at like 95 years old. Yeah, it sucks. They had a good run. Like, this isn't like a tragic loss.
Right.
No, man, they had an amazing life. This is not a tragic loss. TNT had an incredible run.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably one of the greatest in the history of sports television. Maybe inarguably the greatest in the history of sports television. it's okay to move on. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if there is a television god, we'll never see Draymond Green analyzing a game ever again. Hopefully, the people at Amazon are smarter than some of the people who are hiring ex-basketball players at TNT or even current basketball players at TNT. Yeah. And I am fascinated to see what happens with NBA TV and like the in-house production of NBA. My assumption is that would move to Amazon, but it's obviously Peacock exists, so it's not outrageous that that moves to NBC Universal
either. Yeah, and they can. I'm just assuming. I don't know, but it feels like they can do it. I mean, the Peacock app they have, at least for football, I know for sure. Maybe some golf too. They have shows. You know what I mean? Like that they run daily. I know.
Well, the tough part is though.
Football Talk is something that's a daily show and stuff like that. So they it seems like they're equipped to be able to do something.
Well,
like
the tough part is if you want to find a game though, if you want to find like Michael Jordan versus the Celtics in the playoffs, you have to find like season 22. Episode 108 of that NBA season.
Well, the thing about,
because they're stupid and that's how they label stuff. So you can't find 1997 Raw. You got to find like season 4 or whatever it is.
Well, that's also what I wonder though. You could the way it's set up, you can for something like that, you could just keep the app the way it is. I don't know if Warner ran the app.
The NBA app.
Warner would run programming
studio production and
then it would
programming.
Get transferred over. Sometimes it would get transferred over to the app. But the NBA app, I was talking
all about. Of that stuff that we got, like the short recaps, that's all produced in the Turner Studios.
Yeah. So maybe there's something, maybe they work out a deal and transfer some stuff over, or maybe they move to New York or move to LA and start production there with that type of stuff. I think once again, Adam Silver and his lawyers didn't make this deal and be like, oh, snap, what do we do with NBA TV?
Yeah, he's even acknowledged the NBA TV will explain all of that when the time is right. Because, again, we just read the press release that Chris Haynes posted when he put his tweet up and didn't pretend like he was breaking news that the NBA was releasing, because Chris Haynes is a great reporter, who, by the way, works for TNT.
Yeah.
Now, if guys, no more Reggie Miller on TV. I wouldn't count on that. Like Amazon needs guys. Broadcasters.
Yeah, I think a lot of those guys. Some of those guys might go to ESPN.
Draymond doesn't need to be one of them.
No, Draymond.
And no one who worked for Turner wants to go to ESPN. Because no one wants to do First Take. No one wants to get up.
You sure? You sure?
Nobody yes. Wants to... Yes. Yes. You ever hear the car wash? No one wants to do that, dude. Charles said the quiet part out loud. I don't want to go work for ESPN. They got you working all day. I think this came out. I just looked up and America's getting beat.
Oh, yeah. They getting smacked.
Man.
They getting smacked. Way to start off the Olympics, man, fellas.
Well, Olympics are ruined.
Let's go France.
Wow.
Trader Tapia. I think when the Monday Night Football switch happened, maybe he said it in an interview, but Troy's like, I'm not doing all that stuff. Like we'll, you know, countdown, Monday Night Countdown, SVP. I'm not going in on a Tuesday to Bristol, Connecticut to sit with Greeny or Stephen A. Like, no. And I think that's why a lot of guys won't do that or work for that network. And if they do, there'll be provisions put in. It's like, yeah, I'll do the game and I'll do the Sports Center before and I'll talk to SVP after or, you know, the Sports Center after. But I'm not coming in to do your 7 radio shows and 2 morning television shows.
Well, you're right. The Aikmans and the Barkleys might not, but maybe Jamal Crawford might because, you know, he's new in this game. Where, to a certain degree, where else is he going to go?
Yeah, Jamal might.
You know, guys like that.
So, well yeah.
Maybe Chris Haynes goes out.
So I mean more like a Reggie Miller. I'd be shocked if Reggie Miller went to
Reggie Miller also is the type of guy that I think would have the cachet to have some provisions.
Sure.
Right? Like, all right, I'm coming over to ESPN, but like you mentioned, I'm not going through the car wash. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he's Reggie Miller. He's been broadcasting games for a long time. I think, you know, he's got that cachet. But I am interested to see how that plays out. I want to see what Adam Silver and the league have in store for mainly NBA TV. I remember when I first ever saw NBA TV, and I was like,
That's wild,
awesome.
Really.
Yeah, it was nothing like what, obviously, like what it is today. It was a channel on cable that had stats running on the side, I think game scores up top, and I think they would play like greatest games or whatever. It was like really limited, but I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Well, the full press releases are out. The NBA rights media deal has officially been announced. The NBA is pushing all of their press releases out as we speak, including this one that says NBA signs new 11-year media agreements with the Walt Disney Company, NBC Universal, and Amazon Prime Video through 2035, 36. There's a couple of key notes I want to bring in here. There's actually one that's answering a couple of questions that we have. I do want to state, though, Donald Sterling aside, I think this is Adam Silver's legacy right here.
Mm.
This media deal that puts the NBA in a position it has never.
It took him to a new level.
Ever been in before, right. Will be Adam Silver's legacy as a commissioner. Prime Video to stream Emeritus NBA Cup, SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament, and games on Thursday and Friday nights. Amazon to serve as strategic partner and third-party global destination of NBA League Pass.
Oh,
that's a big deal.
So let me read that for me again, because I'm assuming
you're just asking for the last line again.
Well, yeah, and maybe you have a clear explanation of that. Is that like, because they say global third party global partner? Is that everybody outside of the U.S. gets League Pass through Amazon, or even in the U.S.?
I take that as if you get Amazon Prime, no matter where you are, you can get NBA League Pass.
Mm.
I don't know that that's the case today. I don't know if anyone in the world can get NBA League Pass. That's a different type of bandwidth. That's a different type of host. That's it. Like, because I remember when the WWE Network dropped. The network dropped in America, and that was the WWE running it. Like, it didn't drop in the UK yet. Like, it was, I think it was years before it dropped into some of its biggest markets. I took that line as if you have Amazon Prime, you now have the ability to get NBA League Pass. Another thing that Warner Brothers Discovery couldn't do.
Yeah. You know, they had, I think here in America, you could get League Pass through Amazon. I think you can. Because I remember I just remember I had a
You can definitely get it through YouTube.
Yeah, I think you could get that, and that was an option here. But like you said, now it's global. That's a game changer. That's another thing that Warner can't match up with. Like, it's global. It's crazy.
Yeah, additionally, I'm really fixated on this Amazon package for some reason, which that sentence was spectacular.
Hold on. What? There we go. Yeah.
You're fixated with what, sir?
This Amazon package.
It's an unnecessary roughness, 15-yard penalty, replay, second down. Thank you, Kenny. I was eating my lunch. Thank you for inviting me to that.
You're the Draymond Green of this show. I swear to God, you just
don't
beg.
Do that.
You just beg and beg and beg for flags. See Prime Video. We just covered that expanded distribution for NBA league rights in the U.S. and internationally. Additionally, as part of the agreement, Prime Video will stream half of all NBA summer league games, as well as a package of WNBA and NBA G League regular season and postseason games. So I haven't even had the opportunity to do that. Scroll back here to this NBA communications account, WNBA secures landmark media rights deal with the Walt Disney Company, Amazon Prime Video, and NBC Universal. Disney, Prime, and NBCU to distribute more than 125 WNBA games annually, beginning with the 2026 season through the 2036 season. WNBA finals to rotate between Disney, Prime Video, and NBC Universal. Interesting. Prime Video expands distributions right for WNBA League Pass globally as well. So what we just covered there with the NBA. So great stuff. The league did not include any dollar figures in their press release. They just, which I think is customary, by the way, they just included the facts. The dollar figures are out there, though. We know that it's in the vicinity of a 70 between the two leagues, $9 million deal, billion dollar deal, $79 billion deal.
Man, landmark, man. It's, I know there's been media rights deals relatively recently, but this is kind of changing the dynamics of the NBA when you have NBC getting back into the game. NBC left the NBA or vice versa in 2002 is when the NBA and NBC split. So we're talking about 20 plus years now going back to NBC and now adding this component of Amazon Prime, which is something the league has never seen before. And it is a monumental deal, like you talked about, and this is something that's looked at probably as a legacy deal for Adam Silver. He elevated the NBA to another level, another tier. In the world of sports.
Richard points out, I think the advantage of having Amazon is a good majority of the globe uses Amazon. It's already on most people's phones, and you don't really have to recreate the wheel. That's a good call there. Whereas Warner Brothers Discovery is trying to build, they haven't figured it out yet, and it's so weird for what is essentially a media company has really been unable to get a full grasp of. Not that they don't stream. They do. And they've taken some big steps recently that actually, strangely enough, involve Disney. Or, no, it involves Max. Max is where you can get all those channels at. Mm-hmm. But that was a huge step for them to get on that platform. But it's I'm good with moving on to something else. I'm anxious to see something. Don't suck.
Right. I don't think they will.
And I don't think Amazon
will. I don't think Amazon will. I mean, NBC.
There's almost no chance NBC.
No, with football, they're great.
Yeah.
And Football Night in America.
That's the standard to me.
Yeah, it is.
Monday Night Football has the cachet, but that NBC crew on Sunday Night Football, I think they've gotten a little too cute in maybe the last two seasons.
Too many people.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. They're
I don't need Jack Collinsworth's pick tonight, all right?
We don't need Jack Collinsworth's anything ever, with all due respect.
Uh-oh. Live update. I think...
Was it like 8-0 now?
Oh, they were cheering. I thought something happened. I was just a corner.
It's 2-0. Man. Which feels like an insurmountable league in soccer.
Yeah, they're not giving that up. They're not giving that up.
All right, we'll come back. The media rights deal has been announced, and we still haven't gotten to the Kings thing.
Oh, there's a goal. Is that America or France? I can't tell.
Buddy, that doesn't look like America to me.
We got a lot of
problems. Oh, yeah, no, that's France 3-0.
That does not look like America to me, guy. I'm sorry.
It looks like Alex Saar. You're right.
So it's 3-0. So we're just getting our ass kicked to start the Olympics, huh? Damn. Killing patriotism. Jeez. Oh, look at the crowd's ready for this.
Oh, it is a home game.
Oh, they booked them. Yeah, they. Oh, who booked this crap? Who booked USA to play the home team first? Oh, look at that pop they got, too.
Damn, like they really showed up out there in, wait a minute, in France.
Yes, that's right. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Why are you lying to everybody? You
just disrespect the game.
I do. I remember, what am I on, season 4?
No, you're on season 2, bro. That's just the running like bit of Kenny pretending like he watches The Office could probably be a top 10 moment.
What's going on now?
Kenny in the Office. The show's been over for like 15 years.
I'm watching an episode tonight.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're
not. What are
you
talking about? Of course.
No, you're not.
Every time I say I'm going to watch an episode, I watch an episode. It's just those
days. That is a lie. Why are you, what are you talking about?
When I say, I'm going to watch tonight, I'll be watching.
That's not true. That's not true. You're batting like, you're batting like maybe 250 with that.
How many times do I say that? That's the problem.
You've said that plenty of times and haven't done it.
I watched it. No,
you literally have done it once.
When I definitively say I'm going to watch an episode tonight.
You're lying, bro. You the day you actually watched Office episodes, you didn't say that the day before.
It's always on accident, too.
No, it's not on accident. I got through the whole first season. That was like 16 episodes.
No, it wasn't, bro. It was six. And it took you 3 years.
I just wanted to sit with every episode.
Okay.
Me and Dan put in work. Watch that series about seven different times or whatever. You just make a mockery
now
of
that's
it every
crazy.
Time.
You don't even know which one Jim is.
Yeah, Jim is the guy that likes Pam.
Okay.
You said that was Toby last week.
Yeah, you
might have been Monday too, actually.
Joe Davidson Witness Protection is probably.
Oh, that was solid. That was great. Shout out Joe Davidson.
Joe Davidson Witness Protection. And then
that was a classic.
The Birth of Maddie McQueen. That's a or maybe the Faces of Matt George.
Yeah, that was a solid like month right there. Jay's Mom and I went six in the chat. Another top 10 moments when D'Lo and Kenny got in a heated discussion. Kind of general. I'm going to assume when it's when he called you a pop DJ. Yeah,
he did. That was
happened.
I think it was that one.
That was the
still can't believe you did that.
Yo, there's this guy again, man. Listen to this guy.
Casey calls D'Lo a pop DJ.
We'll see on that clip that didn't say that.
That might be the top. That might be near. There's a lot. As we go through these, it's like, man, a lot of these could be near the top.
Oh, the earthquake.
The earthquake one is crazy.
The earthquake, that's a good one.
Like, you can't even replicate that.
That's a good one. No, you know, another good one, like I said, I got to keep it a stack, is DeMar DeRozan signing a, what was it?
the two-year, yeah.
Kenny gets chatty house. Kenny gets chatty house. He signs a contract that was not CBA possible whatsoever. Gets chatty house. I think that one reemerged on social media.
Yeah,
recently.
They always pop up on social media for me. I'm like, yo, I didn't even ask for this.
Well, I think Zay found it. We'll leave Kenny eating a sandwich.
Yeah, I've been leaving that one alone.
We'll Kenny fight. Kenny we'll fight. There'll be some furniture moving.
Kenny doesn't find that nearly as funny as virtually everyone else on the planet.
Yeah. Okay, Lake Show needs to be on there.
Okay, Lake Show. Yeah. That pops up on the YouTube as well. I don't know how this stuff happens.
Well, it probably because all the Lakers videos that you Google, it brings.
Google any Laker video.
See, I don't know how we would even be able to, like, Ramsey banning Deuce is pretty funny.
That's one of my favorites,
like,
too. I just saw it happen all play out, like, before even, like, we talked about the show. It's just, oh, wow, he banned Deuce right now.
Ramsey banning someone who's, like, literally on the show with us is wild. Ramsey.
Come on. That was so uncalled. Hey, man. You can't be
gangster.
Doing that, man.
Deuce.
You can't be doing that. Come on, man. That's crazy.
That was hilarious because Deuce comes in like, he really banned me.
That was funny. That is funny.
That's crazy. Wait a minute, man.
Let's see here. The Los Angeles Lakers, Sacramento Kings, and Orlando Magic have interest in Brooklyn Nets forward Cam Johnson. Well, this is per Brian Lewis of the New York Post.
That's a guy I'd make a move for. That is a guy I would make a move for.
Fascinating, because Michael Scott over at Hoops Hype, and I believe Friends of the Insiders, he mentioned the Kings along with the Raptors and Pacers. The Pacers just signed somebody.
Andrew Nembhard. I mean, unless you're thinking like that's, they did that today.
Yeah, I think they just signed someone a few minutes ago, didn't they? Did they sign like...
I haven't seen
James Johnson or something like that.
Oh, James Johnson.
They did.
They signed James Johnson. Okay.
All right.
They just signed him so he can fight.
Do what you got to do.
Is that the dog everybody wants here in Sacramento?
Okay, no, that's not what we need. That's not what we need. I'm trying to. Okay, I was trying to get to the actual article, and I found it.
I didn't see the clip because I just didn't take the time to watch. Not that I'd never, but I think Draymond, on like his last podcast, came across Twitter. He said he saw James Johnson knock out three people at one time.
Yeah, I saw that clip. I believe him. I believe every story they tell about James Johnson.
When did he see that? When is he hanging out where James Johnson's going?
I don't know. It's kind of like the stories they tell about Bo Jackson. You just believe it.
I don't. So did you see the clip?
Yeah, yeah.
So Draymond was the one who said
that? He talked about it. I can't remember exactly. He said he saw it.
Yeah, I think Draymond's lying. Draymond is the Hulk.
Okay, yeah, he did say, because I was kind of thinking too, like, wow, James Johnson just knocked out three people and just we walked away, huh?
He's like the Hulk Hogan of the NBA, like,
because he was talking to Jeff Teague, right?
That's it. Okay, that's yeah, yeah. It. That's yeah, yeah. It. That's it. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
He can't talk without lying.
The Kevin Nash.
Yeah. I was paying tribute to Tommy Smith and John Carlos. Okay, Nash.
And then Kevin Nash answered, "Yeah, I just did what was best for business. Was trying to make the most money."
While the Kings, Magic, and Lakers are interested, one recent report claimed the Spurs, Raptors, or Warriors could be, quote, dark horses. There's not really much in here. This is I'm reading the actual article that Bleacher Report used. This is from the New York Post. It's more of like a breakdown of who Cam Johnson is and less of the conversations that are happening. I know he spoke at Summer League. And he was just like, I'm with the Nets until I'm not. He knows his name is out there. And I'm with you. You said it when I read the headline. That's the move. That's the one.
Would you start Cam if he was here? Would you start him at the three?
Is that De'Aaron, DeMar, Cam, Keegan, and Domas?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't have a problem with that.
So no Monk. And what really happens there kind of is if you don't, this is the way I think about it. Maybe it's a little too simplistic, but if you don't start Monk, it feels like that pushes Keon even further down the depth chart in like fewer minutes.
Yeah. Because you also have Kevin.
Now,
Kevin might be involved in this.
He might be involved. You're right. But even if he's there, that's where I think things flip. I think if Kevin's not starting, he's behind Keon on a depth chart. And maybe you try to get him some minutes at like small forward or something like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, I think Kevin would start before Keon would start.
And Malik is behind De'Aaron. And then you just have Keon. You just figure it out like game to game.
That's kind of what it would sound like if you have Malik Monk coming off the bench.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean the alternatives are DeMar at the three with either Malik,
that's what I've been thinking about. That's what I think. That's probably how I would go about things.
I searched Cam Johnson's salary and the outside linebacker for the Detroit Lions came up.
Well, it's like that sometimes. You know what I mean?
Play pocket watching with him. That'd be tough.
Cam Johnson was a popular name.
Have we played with Cam Johnson of the NBA before?
Oh, I'm sure we haven't.
No.
I don't even. Yeah, I'm sure we haven't. But you feeling froggy?
I'm always down. I didn't get these dubs before August 1st anyways.
Cam's got 3 years left on his deal.
That's a good look. I like Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson's the perfect move, to be honest. At least for what's left for the Kings, I think.
Yeah.
It's not Kyle Kuzma anymore or anything like that. Like, if you're going to do something, or if it's presenting itself, I think Cam Johnson.
So if you're, I guess because I always think about the fact that Herter has 2 years left on his contract. And so you have, in reality, if you're Brooklyn, you're saving money year over year, and you get a year knocked off. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you can have a payroll of zero, so you have to have money on the books. So it's not crazy. I know they Nick Claxton was at like 25 per year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about, yeah, yeah, 25.
Got it. Yeah, Cam's absolutely the one. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what they're looking for. I don't think in acquiring DeMar DeRozan you gave up much of what you had offered Utah. Mm-hmm. So you pick apart that Utah offer that you have for Lauri Markkanen with the pieces that you have and try to put together something that works for Cam.
It's got to me. It's got to be Herter and picks.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a combination. If I'm Brooklyn, a little bit of cap relief and some picks. Mm-hmm. If I could get a first round pick swap, or would you give up a first round pick for Cam Johnson?
Does Cam Johnson get you to contender status?
He might.
If he does, then yeah. If I'm Monty McNair, I think he does, then yeah.
He might get you there. He might get you to a point where you're looking at, we're top three in the West. We got a chance to make the conference finals. Got a chance to go to the NBA finals.
I will preface this as I always do. It's not our money. Mm-hmm.
Well, what Chatty if, House isn't on it. We got Scooter 916 says yes. Then Jalen says hell no. So,
well, there we go. That's
glad we're all in agreement, fellas.
Traditional Chatty House. What if Brooklyn said, you know what? I get it. Like, you don't need to take the pick.
What you getting at, brother?
Throw in. Harrison is gone. Davion's gone. Sasha's gone.
There's only one guy to throw in.
Who?
And I don't think I don't want to do that.
Who? Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stuck. I can't make it work. I was gonna say we need you to take Ben's last year. We need you to take Ben's last year and just pay for it. You can keep your pick, but I don't think that doesn't work anymore.
Only you can do that. Yeah,
they lost their money with Sasha. There was an interesting article. Sasha's already got a contract ready. I was trying like hell to find the amount. But he already has what was stated as a very, very lucrative offer to go back to Olympiacos. Mm-hmm. But that's why I asked James, what did he make his last year? And I think James said it was like two and some change or something like mm-hmm. that. I was trying to figure out, well, did he just get six to go back? Because if he did, salute. Yeah, like, good luck. Yeah, that's a good look for him. But the article didn't state anything other than he already has like a...
He's locked
in. An ability to go home. And then and they did a great job of covering this as well, because as I was reading this, I was like, why didn't the Kings do this? Hmm. And I don't think they spoke with it. I think they were theorizing. Kings needed to get it over with.
Mm.
They needed to get it over with because they needed to get the DeMar deal executed.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't afford to wait. And then if you're Sasha's people and... Now you're Sacramento and you're over the cap and you're trying to get rid of Sasha, you could play hardball
right.
with the Sacramento Kings. Whereas in Toronto, they're just like, I want to go home.
Right, right.
And you can keep the money because I have a contract waiting for me.
Yeah, it just seems a little simpler, a little easier.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, my little tough thought didn't work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you.
Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.